Chapter 1. Not the Faith Alone of the Reformation. The Free Grace Movement does not teach the Reformation doctrine of justification by faith alone. When people first hear Free Grace advocates say that they promote justification by faith alone, it sounds attractive, because even Christians with little knowledge of theology remember that Protestants all hold to justification by faith alone. What is not clear at first is that the Free Grace Movement teaches a novel and distorted view of justification by faith alone, a view that was never taught by the great leaders of the Protestant Reformation. In fact, at its very core, the Free Grace Movement is based on a misunderstanding of the way the word alone functions in the historic Protestant affirmations of justification by faith alone. The historic Protestant position has often been summarized in a brief sentence. We are justified by faith alone, but the faith that justifies is never alone. The second half of the sentence, the faith that justifies is never alone, means that other things always accompany saving faith. In particular, saving faith is always followed by changes in a person's conduct of life. In other words, saving faith is never alone in a person, for some good works will always accompany saving faith in a person's life, and will be seen after a person comes to faith. Therefore, the Reformers always took faith alone to mean that faith is the only thing that God responds to. But historic Protestant teaching from the Reformation onward has never taken faith alone to mean faith that occurs by itself in a person unaccompanied by other human activities, the free grace view. A. Protestant leaders throughout history have consistently disagreed with the free grace position. When we examine the writings of the great Reformation teachers and confessions of faith, we find a consensus of teaching that we are justified by faith alone. But the faith that justifies is never alone in the life of a believer, because genuine saving faith will always be accompanied by good works that come after justification. Here are several examples. 1. John Calvin, 1509-1564. Calvin was the first and most influential theologian in the Reformed tradition.